What is happening, you guys? Welcome back to the Let's Go Win podcast, where we are here to help you be happy, healthy, wealthy, and get better every single day. We are absolutely going to do that today with this amazing young lady that's going to come on and share some of her fascinating, interesting, and as she said, we can go as woo-woo as we want, or we can just dive in. She's got it all covered, and I love what we're going to be talking about today. Summer McStravick is a personal growth coach, author, podcaster, and creator of Flow Dreaming, an energy technique for manifesting, healing, and growing inner emotional strength. Her books and podcasts have been used worldwide to transform people's inner emotional landscapes as well as their external lives. Her latest book is called Stuff Nobody Taught You, 40 Lessons from Me School to Help You Stop Being Miserable and Start Feeling Amazing. Who doesn't want that? Summer, I want to feel amazing. Let's hear about it. How you doing?
Hey, JM. I'm great. Thanks for having me here. Appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. I mean, the title of the book alone, I think, is so appropriate because a lot of the stuff that really works wasn't taught to us. I said the word woo-woo, which I said I don't normally say on my show, but often I'm like, I hear people say that and I'm like, who gives a shit? If it works, I don't care. But it's like, it's not logical to some people. Therefore, we're not going to teach it. How much of that is applicable in this book where it's like, okay, this doesn't make sense to people, so we're just not going to teach it to you?
Yeah. You know, okay, so I come from a long old school woo-woo world, to be honest. However, with the whole rise of coaching and entrepreneurship and you know, self-made people in the last 20 years, mindset has really kind of replaced the word woo-woo for a lot of people. But I look at mindset and woo-woo as, you know, very, very brother and sister. I mean, they are so close. Mindset for me is really just another way of saying if your energy is directed the way that you intend for it to be directed, as opposed to having it direct you, then you have a different set of opportunities arise in front of you. And that is a staple statement that anybody on any side of the you know, any team can root for. So yeah, for me, that's been at least half of my success, right? Is attending to what I call non-physical or mindset.
Yeah, I mean, what you focus on expands. So if you're thinking some negative stuff, guess what? There's a lot of negativity coming your way. If you're thinking of some positive stuff, typically, I mean, I don't mean to simplify it, but to a degree, that's pretty true.
It is. And if you think about it, you know, from a purely rational point of view, you go to the gym to work out your biceps, right? And your biceps grow stronger. They can't help it. Because you're giving them attention, you're working them out, you're slightly ripping them and repairing them every time you go. When you are creating a mindset or an emotional state or an energetic state or an intentional state inside yourself, and you're doing it over and over again, there's this idea that it doesn't stick, it doesn't mean anything, there's no result. How many things are like that where there's no result? I mean, you can have a conversation with somebody a month ago and it's still ringing around. It's still creating future results, you know, from that, just what seemed like a little ephemeral moment. So when you're working to create different feelings or energetic states or mindset, you're actually creating what I call an energetic emotional blueprint. And that's the thing that's growing and changing you. As that grows and changes in you, everything that encounters you is different. Right. Again, if you're bulking up at the gym, you're going to have to buy different t-shirts pretty soon. If you're changing yourself internally, this personal growth stuff, you're going to have life responding to you differently. It's the way that we force life's hand, if you will, to give us a different set of things. If you want to just jump right into it and the philosophy of it, et cetera.
Well, I mean, look, we're energetic beings. So at the end of the day, what we put out there typically is what's going to come back to us. When we are drawn to something, I'm really excited to ask you about flow dreaming because you took two of my favorite words, put it together, and I'm like, well, I like to be in flow. Some of my most amazing stuff is when I literally write down what I was dreaming about because I'm accessing, whether it's the subconscious or I'm accessing something far greater than that. But you put them together and I'm like, well, I want to know, what the hell is flow dreaming? How do I do this? Because I love flow and I like to dream, and good stuff typically comes from it.
Okay, a little backstory. I worked 10 years in corporate in a very high level job, producing many, many programs for people like Dr. Wayne Dyer, Louise Hay, Greg Braden, Susie Orman, Marianne Williamson, the list goes on. Getting their stuff packaged up, presented onto the internet in the form of podcasts, radio shows, all kinds of stuff. I learned from that experience that I am an entrepreneur, meaning I like to innovate in no matter where you put me. So when I left to become an entrepreneur once again, one of the things I took with me was this understanding that when I am trying to build or create something, there is the physical creation of it, the actual act, the, you know, the grunt work, the doing the stuff, you know, recording or writing or marketing or blah, blah, whatever. Okay. There's another aspect to it though. There is what I call the non-physical aspect or the emotional aspect. This is where flow dreaming comes in. And frankly, my company Flow Dreaming is now my own huge, beautiful company that I've created using this very process. And it's all the more interesting or wild, I guess you could say, because it's a company that's grown around a concept that's pretty weird for most people. I mean, it's very niche, right? nobody knows what it is until I actually explain it. Here's what it is, right? It's a mind-body practice, a mind-body-spirit practice. So flow dreaming, when I first began teaching it, flow itself wasn't really widely known. So we're scrolling back like 20 years ago. And there was a psychologist, his name is Dr. Mihai Csikszentmihalyi, and he's the father of positive psychology is what often people call him. He was explaining flow state in things like, you know, the Zen of motorcycle repair and old books like that. He didn't write that, but the concept was you can get a totally banging golf game if you go into flow state and you're just right there, or the athlete, the scientist, the breakthrough. And the description of flow state was, you are in essence operating at such a high capacity that there is no friction. If you think about electricity flowing through a circuit, there's no limiters on that circuit, right? Limiters are what slow it down and, you know, et cetera. It's just shooting straight through. I looked at that and thought, look, there is this ability for us to almost detach from time and space, because that's what happens when we get into flow. We forget where we are. We forget what we're doing. We have no idea that we haven't had lunch or dinner, because so much time has passed. We've just been in the quote zone. What if we take that from strictly physical activities and we instead apply that to intentions, non-physical stuff, wishes, desires, us, our mindset, if you will. So I took those two and I kind of married them. All right, what if we go into flow and we move into this sort of very intentional mindset space? And then once we get in this space, what if instead of visualizing the perfect golf swing, we're instead visualizing the perfect sales number next month, the perfect people joining our team. And not only that, because that's very specific. What if we go one further and we say, how will having those things happen for me or to me make me feel in the end? So for instance, if you're an entrepreneur, and I actually recorded a whole series of these just for entrepreneurs, like for help to help me grow my company. Monday morning, I'd sit down and go into flow and say, my team makes me feel like we are unstoppable. There is nothing that gets in our way. Everybody's getting along. They're the right people. They love being here. They love the work they're doing. I communicate effortlessly with them. It's flawless, right? So I would really go into the feeling. And the idea is that the right people who fit that feeling that I am personally generating, like imagine if I'm the sun in the middle of our solar system, right? All the planets are getting me. Right? My energy is radiant. Photons are actually like that, right? Like when we look at the stars, we're looking at photons from trillions of years ago. And you know, those suns are not even there anymore, but the energy keeps going. So if we imagine that we're kind of like that and our energy keeps going, then everything around me is now aligning. Think about magnets, right? Aligning to, she's got a fabulous sales team. They love her. She's got a fabulous team, period. And the next day I might go in and say, not only that, but I reach everybody I need with my products. I reach them with my ideas. It's effortless. There is no resistance. It's straight to it. People are lining up outside my door. And I would feel that. I'd feel that sensation lining up. I throw open the doors and I just go, oh, bless you. Come in. And that was like the energy that I'm now kind of receiving into my business, right? And we can go through all different areas. I'm just using the business analogy because a lot of people here are entrepreneurs, but I would do that for clients. I would do that for team. Sometimes I would do it for straight up cash flow, right? But the energy behind it wouldn't be, I need $10,000 so I can, you know, hire this person to do this launch. It would be, I have all of my needs met. I have everything I need. I can feel it. I'm safe. I'm secure. Everything pours in at just the right time. And I'm never in a state of shortage. I'm never in a state of lack. And so this became a practice for me, something I would do, well, every day or multiple times a day. On the one hand, it's changing my mindset because I'm practicing it over and over, like those muscles that are continuously getting bigger. On the other hand, for me, the woo-woo part is it's actually creating a different vibe, if you will, around me and the way that I lead and the way that I teach and the kind of opportunities and things that flow in. So the technique is called flow dreaming. And I haven't even told you what that is yet, but some backstory.
No, we're going to get to it. I'm excited. I want to, for a second, for those that are like, all right, I've heard the manifesting part, but you said three things that I really want to make sure that everyone hears. You said at before you even went into it, you're like, look, there's actions that need to take place. That's going to take place. This is where people mess this up. You can't just sit and dream something up and think it's going to happen. No, you absolutely create the idea and then the action is going to come, but you've already put out the intention of this is what I'm doing. And that's the intention part. So to me, it's like you do the intentions. Then you say a really important word. I hope everybody heard this. I feel. You notice she always said, I feel. She doesn't say, I think. It's not just a mantra. She's actually feeling this. And then comes the actions. I think often somehow that gets missed in the, well, you can't just say it out loud. And you're right. That's not how it works. You set the intentions, you feel it, and then the actions come. And with that, I'll let you continue on. But I just wanted people that are like turning like, wait a minute, I've heard this. No, dude, there's a step to it. And I wanted to make sure that you heard that they heard that.
100%. So I'm the most practical woo-woo person you've ever seen. I mean, that's how I've made millions of dollars, right? I don't just do the physical stuff. Think about this. You got up and down. You've got black and white. You've got yin and yang. You've got forward and backward. Everything has this kind of complement to it, right? We wouldn't know what darkness was if we didn't have light. It would just be everything. We always come in complementary pairs. We've been taught in our culture, always do action, work hard, get results. Yet we've also had the experience where we worked hard and everything went to shit, okay? Or we work hard and all we get is resistance, like no payoff, just all this expended energy. Nature hates that. Right? Nature, you know, biology, nature, it wants to expend the least amount of energy for the maximum amount of return. Yet we humans tend to get our brains all up in this, you know, panties in a wad, right? About just do more action and it will pay off. Action is great. But if there's always a complement, I call it non-physical action. And the way that I do that non-physical action is through this process of flow dreaming, which is feeling-based, intention-based. Because thinking for me is almost a form of action, right? It's very logical. It's very, I mean, it's when we think, it's so we know what actions we're going to take. When we feel, something very different opens up in us. And for me, it's like a connective language that if I do it in equal amounts, or not even equal amounts, frankly, just if I give a little bit of attention, then all the action can fall into place so much easier. Mm-hmm. Think of it like running. You can hop on one leg, meaning action, 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 or you can run and hop and use both legs. So people who are very action oriented are often really, really successful, right? Because we work hard. We're big producers of stuff. We like to be productive, but then we run into the dark side of that. I'm unsatisfied. I keep getting the goal I want, but there's always one more behind it. I never feel complete. I'm getting really burned out. I'm super sick of what I'm doing. I'm hating this. I can't stop doing this, right? They are way deep into the action without meaning, action without completion, action without feeling. The other side are the people who are like, yeah, I'm going to do this someday. I keep thinking about it. It's so cool. I've got this great idea. Yeah, you know, the universe is going to provide. And we look at them and go, buddy, you're never going to like, you gotta do something, you know, get off your tough it. And, but we all know like the dreamers, right? The dreamers and wishers and the doers. Okay. I feel like a Paul McCartney song right now. So we need to bring these two pieces together. And here's the hard part for some people who are very action oriented, to not totally look down on the pre-action part and go, that's silly. That's stupid. That's not worth my time. When you start doing a practice like this, you don't have to think about manifesting at all. Just think about what I call it is action and pre-action. Okay. So the action is what you're going to take. The pre-action is the intention or the driver behind the action. And they always go together. Most of us spend our lives responding to everything around us, right? Low sales, we respond by ratcheting up. You know, what's the new thing? What are we going to do? Email comes in, we respond to it. We're in essence, always in a state of looking backwards to what's already occurred, replying, responding, reacting. But to really move the needle in a different direction, you can't do that if you're still replying or responding to what's already happened, right? That's a self-circling kind of situation to be in. You have to create new intention. You have to create new mindset. You have to create new energy. You go in and you instead say, I'm going to pre-spawn. I'm going to pre-act. Here is what I'm going to feel tomorrow. Here's what I'm feeling later today. Here's what I'm feeling at the end of our conversation, JM. Like that rocked it. Everybody really got it. It felt so good. Before I go on a stage to talk, I pre-act or pre-spawn to my audience. And what I'm feeling is people are walking out, shaking their heads at how wonderful that was and just going like, damn, I never thought I'd get so much out of that. And I call it pre-loving, right? I'm creating a connectivity with my audience, kind of an opening of energy. So I don't have to go out there to this cold, stone-faced, you know, front of seats. I'm like, I like you. I like you. I like you. I like you. Sounds silly, but what happens is I'm changing now. And, you know, people are more than just physical beings in my world. So if my energy is like wide open to you going, I love you guys, they're going to feel it. Like they're going to feel it. There's going to be a subtle shift in the room. And every speaker knows this. If you read the room, you know exactly what state that audience is when you walk in. So this kind of pre-action is what leads what happens next. And it's usually very disconnected to what's already occurring, or it should be, unless what's already occurring is fabulous. But my pre-action would be, if I were, you know, in a state of like really building out something, which I usually am in as a serial entrepreneur, my pre-action is this is going so well. The right opportunities are falling in. God, I feel them all around me. I wonder if the thing I'm pursuing now is the right opportunity. I'm very curious. I'm going to pursue it with all my might. But wow, if there's something else, I feel that. It's right here. I see it. I sense it. I do it. I say yes to it before I even realize that I have. It was that easy. It just dropped in my hand. Now imagine if that's the energy that I'm cultivating in me every day. That's a muscle. Every single day, what we think, we know that, is what enters and becomes what our literal brain is made out of, our neurons, our memories. If I'm putting that kind of feeling state into me, I am becoming that being. And when you walk in a room and you meet somebody who has that kind of vibe about them, like we all want to be around that person. You know, we can all think of people like that. You've just been like, I just want to stand next to you. You are so awesome. There's something about them. This becomes who you become, that being, that person, exuding, radiant. Things can't help but respond to that, including opportunities, money, everything. So, yeah. And then what flow dreaming is. I'll get to it someday.
We're going to get to it.
Up, though.
I know. Look. One of the things I will say is so often the action takers are, this is generationally, like my grandfather worked hard, therefore, I'll speak for me. That's exactly what it was. Hard work equals success. Therefore, if you're not working hard, you know what? You're just not going to ever be successful. That's conditioning. Yeah. Conversely, what you're talking about is also conditioning in a new way to say, look, you haven't been taught this. Going right back to the title of your book, this wasn't widely well accepted. This wasn't widely, at some point it was, and then we lost it, and then it's come back. I mean, depending on kind of your history of this, but I, for instance, Wayne Dyer, you mentioned, I listen to Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life every single morning. I probably will for the remainder of my life, because Tao Te Ching is just literally, it's so important to me.
Yeah.
But this wasn't something that was accepted. I was raised Catholic, and that would have been crazy to think like, yeah, Taoism, man, that makes a lot of sense. No, dude, that was not logical. That doesn't make sense. And so I guess the point I wanted to make is, if somebody's sitting there going, but I wasn't taught that, you're right, because we have been conditioned certain ways. And I love when people like you, Summer, come on and say, look, there's an easier way. And I don't mean easier as in it doesn't take effort, but you've said several times, like, I won't have resistance, or it will flow to me. And it's amazing when you truly can do this. And obviously you've conditioned yourself so well to do it, that that's really the energy you're bringing to the table. And last thing I'll say before you get into flow dreaming, one of the things I say in my mantra every single day is, I am the energy I desire to attract. I say it all the time, because the truth is, if I'm around people that are freaking jerks, guess what? I'm bringing that energy to the table. I can look in the mirror and say, this one's on you. It's not on anyone else. Yeah. And some people will want to dispute that, but the truth is, you are the energy you desire to attract. All right, let's get to flow dream. I want to hear how this, I want to start doing more of it, because, man, like, yeah, you got it down in spades. Obviously, this is your thing, but I want to know how to.
Yeah, 100%. I agree with everything you just said. The distinction between resistance-free and flowing and easy does not mean lazy. Mm. I always just remind myself, if you are a bird and you are flying with the currents, you can flap your wings. You are going to go so far. You're putting in the hard work of reaching that little island out there in the ocean. Woo, but you get there in half the time. If you're a bird and you're flapping your wings really hard in a storm and you're heading against the wind, you are working so hard and getting nowhere. So I always say to my life and my future, I love working hard. I mean, I do, but I like working hard when there's payoff, when there's ease, when I'm like a dolphin in the sea, just flipping with the waves. Like, that's the hard work I really want to encounter. So I'm always programming that in. That's sort of the flow idea, right? There was always a path of least resistance, and which means that least resistance doesn't mean you're not going to get where you want to go. It means it's like the Mid-Atlantic Ocean current. It's the one to be in if you are the Nemo turtle. You know, everybody else can be outside the current doing it the slow way. There is a path of least resistance. And my goal is to always seek it. You know, if I'm a dowser looking for water with those rods, that's a weird image, but I'm always looking to be in that state. And I can tell when I'm not in that state, because things start to push back against me over and over. And like you said, if there's something outside you in your life right now that's not working, maybe it's poor sales or some relationship issue that's distracting you, or there's something that's broken or not working. We often try to fix the outside thing, and we try to fix it over and over and over. And maybe it fixes for a while, but then it breaks again. It's like it can't maintain. I always say, stop fixing the outside thing. It is mirroring the inside thing. You can fix it, but it's still going to realign to you. If you're still not there, you're never going to completely get it to stick or stay. You're changing this, though, that out there will finally change. You need to try something very, very different than what you've been doing before. So I said, look for anything right now that you want to fix or grow or feel stuck, and do something really, really different, because the chances are you've been approaching it the same way over and over, whether it's find a new marketing tool or find a new mentor or find this or, you know, pour more money into it. You've done all of those things. I pretty much guarantee you, you've done them. You need to do something that before you've said, that's stupid. Bingo. That's where the gold is. And that's why you've never reached it. Go do the stupid thing. Go do my flow dreaming. Okay. Let me show you what
Hold on. And we're going to get to it. But this is so vitally important, because I was thinking of the bird flying look, maybe the bird didn't necessarily want to go where the current in their mind prior, but guess what? It was the path of least resistance. And I say this for business people. Often you've envisioned something and then it's totally outside of, I would have never thought about that. And that is so often the answer because you don't know it all. And it's not all preordained and you can't pre-plan it all. And I have to say it because some of the greatest gifts I've ever been given felt like absolute punishments in the beginning, or there's no freaking possibility. That's the thing. There's no way. Yeah. But when you just let go and really just kind of put faith into it, it's remarkable what can happen. So I just had to plug that in, but go ahead. Now I'm ready.
It can be hard for us controllers to shift. Especially if you've been very successful or are getting very successful and you've done it through control, right? I will make this happen. I will make this happen. I can't rely on anybody else to make it happen. I will make it happen. And then you reach a certain plateau in your company, usually happening around the $500,000 to $1 million mark. Like you've heard this before. And you realize I cannot control like this anymore. I have to shift. And it's like somebody just took you out of the kiddie pool and dunked you in the ocean. And you're like, everything that was working over there is no longer working. And you realize it's the shift that we end up fighting against because we don't believe it will work because we haven't had the experience until now of it working. So we have to learn a whole new way. So ideally, if you start doing this early, you don't reach that ceiling and have to resist that shift so much, you know, to reach that next level. Okay. We could keep going, I know, because it's a good conversation. Let me tell you in a nutshell what flow dreaming is, like, and how to integrate it into your daily practice. So a lot of us have a practice of meditation, or you do some fitness in the morning, or you do some quiet journaling or some intention setting. Even if you're just reviewing, you know, your schedule for the day, we all have something that we do to kind of focus in. Flow dreaming for me is a technique where I am intentionally sketching and pre-feeling all the feelings I want my life to give me in whatever particular area that I'm, you know, working on or desirous to feel it. So, for instance, I do it in the morning. Personally, I flow dream in the shower because it's based on daydreaming. So any place that you're normally daydreaming, and we daydream all the time, we are always going out there. And that's why flow dreaming is based on daydreaming as opposed to meditation for its basis. Daydreaming is like your computer checking for email or your phone in the background. Does it all the time. It does it seemingly miraculously, right? It's checking for emails from people 12,000 miles away and it gets it in an instant. If we can send physical data like that, think about what other kind of data gets sent even faster. So there's a part of you that and I like to say everything that the human body does has multiple reasons, even if science hasn't figured it out yet, right? Your tongue speaks and it tastes and it discerns poisons from, you know, vitamin C and it helps you swallow. I mean, it does so many things. Daydreaming is not just clocking some memories in there. There's more going on. I like to think of it as my check-in with my higher power, with where I'm going. There's some, for me, higher level communication, some higher level data exchange happening there. So I flow dream in the shower at night when I normally would be daydreaming. And I, instead of what I used to do, which is puzzle through what is the work problem, what is the thing, like we normally do. And oddly enough, we often get our best ideas in the shower. Isn't that weird? Huh, I wonder why. I instead go into a very intentional flow dream or daydream state. So flow dreaming has three components to it. One, guided daydreaming. Okay, think about nighttime dreaming. Everybody's heard of lucid dreaming, which is super cool if you know how to do it. You wake up in your dream and you do cool stuff. Think about doing a daydream. And instead of forgetting where you are and then go, oh my God, where was I? You're actually staying intentional and aware and guiding the daydream. You will still lose track of the room around you. You'll lose track of how much time has passed. It will just be like a regular daydream, except you'll come out of it and be like, but I was there the whole time and I know what happened. Okay, so we float in like that and you just use your imagination. I love to use a lot of visuals because I'm visual. You don't have to. I've taught this to people who are visually impaired or born without sight completely. Totally can do it still. The visuals are like throwing a bone for your dog. Like, go get him. and your mind's like, I'm so helpful. It's kind of like a little distraction for your mind to get to where we really are intending to go. So where we're really intending to go is what I call flow state, which we referred to earlier. Flow state is when all the synapses are open, moving in a state of least resistance, right? Again, if your brain neurons can do that, guess what else can move in a state of least resistance? All of you, like your entire being. And this again goes into your personal spiritual beliefs, your soul, your spirit, your higher power, your everything. You were launched into life, God knows how long ago, perhaps before our physical bodies, and you will continue. Just like the universe, you know, recycles its planets and has black holes and so forth. But the stuff keeps on going. The energy, the essence of it keeps being made anew, made anew. So here we are also having been launched, these little collectors of conscious experience. I'm such a geek, right? So I think about the sci-fi shows where they put out the little sun, you know, catching antennas to create electricity out of those photons, which is amazing. Imagine if we're doing the same thing in our lives. I'm collecting all kinds of really cool experiences and some tragic ones, but they're all coming into me and assembling into this incredible cache of knowledge and experience, all unique to us, right? So I'm moving into what I call this flow state, where I'm getting connected into all the experiences that I've had. And some of us want to go back and, you know, feel that. Most of us want to go forward and say, but here's where I'm going to go next. This is what I'm really here for. Life is this limited time engagement. And I thought that if I made a lot of cool stuff, I'd feel like this or that. And now I'm getting old enough to realize that it's more than just making the cool stuff. It's, I want to receive something from love, connection. I want money so I have freedom. I want, you know, a partner so that I have a sense of completion in my heart. And you will find an emotional endpoint connected to everything that you've been trying to make or experience in your entire life, even your business. So that becomes the third thing. So you enter flow state very naturally. It's not, a lot of people today are making it sound like some cool thing that you have to like practice a billion times. And it's not, it's natural. It's already built in. It's already built in. Third part of flow dreaming. I know I'm long-winded, but you can tell I get very passionate about this. Third part is, what do you do when you get in the state? Do you just float in this space of alignment and intention and ease and lack of resistance? You can, and that's very helpful. But I like to start communicating. And the one way that I found to communicate that surpasses all the others, and I'm sure there are other ways that I will discover when I'm fully like not in a physical body, is I use emotion. It is the only thing I can look at my dog's eyes and I know exactly how he's feeling, even though I don't speak dog talk. I can look at somebody in an airport across the world and get a sense of they're tired, they're angry, they're upset, right? Feeling is the biggest connective that we have. Feeling encapsulates more words, like describe the word love. You could write thousands of words, or you could just feel it. So feeling, think about feelings as the most potent form of communication, which is ironic. Because our culture is all about suppressing the feeling, medicating the feeling, doubting the feeling, saying feelings get in the way. Feelings aren't logical, Mr. Spock. But feelings are a North Star. Everything we do ultimately at the end of the day is because a feeling that we want is over there and we're heading toward it. I don't care if it's money, house, success, being a bigwig, living off grid as an artist in a tiny house. There's a feeling that we want from it. So when I go into flow, the third thing I add in is deep, strong, intense feeling. And we all go in with these specific desires and goals. Let's say you want to be an artist and you want to live off grid and, you know, live on squirrel pelts and ceramics that you sell at the co-op. Like everybody has a dream, right? I could do that possibly someday, except for the squirrel pelts. But that feeling state, when I go into flow, I'm saying I am fully supported, that I don't have to worry about work or money ever again. I wake up every day and I'm in a state of pure pleasure. What shall I do today? What lights me up? What fun and interesting things can I do? Who are the people I could meet? What kind of new and deep conversations and intellectual escapades and like what could blow my mind today? What feelings can I experience as I take a long 2-mile hike? Right? Can you see like, oh, that is so juicy. So That's what we go in and we do in flow. And I call it a bubble bath for a mind. When I do that for 5 minutes or 15 minutes, it's like a huge vitamin. It's sketching what I call an energetic emotional blueprint, right? You've got all the stuff of life. These are the guys building a house. If you don't give them a blueprint, it's going to be a crazy house, right? It'll just be a lot of work and weird stuff. Give them a blueprint, give them 15 minutes of a blueprint every day. And now you're starting to get what you want. Go ahead.
Yeah. Now, so it really opens up that whole new world, whatever it's called. It really does, right? So I just want to make sure to really quickly recap. Guided daydreaming into flow state and then feeling. Yes. It's interesting what you said, and I've never thought of it this way, but you're right. Everything we do is for a feeling, i.e., I don't want to go to the gym today because I don't want to feel exhausted. Or I do go to the gym today because I want to feel good about taking care of my body. And yet you're right about that. We do suppress it so much. I have two questions I want to make sure I get to. You mentioned something, and this is, I will say, what I struggled with the most. And my woo-woo doctor was the one that was like, JM, you're upsetting the apple cart. And here's what it was. Giving and giving and giving, but not actually receiving. It stops what would be, I guess, Mother Nature in all in harmony. Because if you only give, or conversely, if you're only receiving and you're not giving, it will absolutely come to a halt. And I really experienced that when I started this company, Let's Go Win, because I was new to me and I was just giving. I'm just going to give everything away. And she's like, dude, that's awesome. And yet you're completely screwing it up because you're not even willing to receive. And I have to say that because I've seen other people struggle with that. And that was the big one for me. And I don't know if you have a teaching lesson there or something that could really help people, but that was a hard lesson for me to figure out. I'm talking years to really understand, like, you good that you're giving. That's a good thing. But if you don't receive, you're screwing it all up.
Yeah. So you just inadvertently, maybe you didn't even realize it, brought up another dichotomy, another complement, right? They must come together, right? Mm-hmm. They must support one another. So if you do all the giving, you're preventing other people from giving too. You're actually snatching that opportunity away from them. I learned that the hard way. I was diagnosed with cancer relatively young. And I had been giving, giving, giving. And the first time my friends started showing up the door with food, I said, I don't need this. My family will be fine. I'm going to be fine. I'm good. I'm good. And eventually one of my best friends sat me down and said, this is wrecking us, Summer. You're making us feel irrelevant to you. You're making us feel like you don't need us, that you've got it all together. You're making me feel guilty for all the times I've ever come to you and asked for support. And she said, can you just fucking receive? Sorry, you knew there'd be an F-bomb. But it was she said that. And I'm like, oh. And it really woke me in a bigger way to my entire company and how I was doing things. And I said to myself, if I'm giving something of great value and they want me to know that, they want to give back. Now the exchange is starting to equalize. And that is where I want to be, in that beautiful complementary space. So in my mind, you know, I've taught flow dreaming, this technique, well over 100,000 people. I mean, millions of downloads of my podcast. Taught it for free for going on 18 years or more, 20 really, free to everybody. And for me, that is give, 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 give. But I receive too, because some people are like, oh, I'm going to buy your book now. I'm going to get in a program with you now. I want to go deeper. Can you practice with me? Can you flow dream with me and show me the ropes? And I go, yes. So this is how I balance in me the give and the receive. Because if I don't receive, I can't keep giving. You know, like, that's it. I would be working, you know, some silly desk job someplace for someone else instead of doing my genius. So yeah, receiving is a big deal.
No, it's such a, it's interesting because you don't think as a giver that I'm actually being selfish if I don't receive, but it's true.
You are.
There's a, yeah. And it's true. Like I had to, that one smacked me in the face hard and it took many, 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 many lessons to figure that out. You have a subject here and I just, because I talk so much about limiting beliefs, it's a huge part of my coaching.
Yes.
But you say lack thinking. Mm-hmm. And how is that different from the limiting beliefs? And I saw that and I was like, oh, we got to get into that. I'm just curious. And I know we're pushed on time, but what is the great difference, Summer, between the two?
Okay, and we could talk as long as you want. This is also a passion of mine, okay? The reason I talk a lot about lack thinking is because one, lack is an emotion. So I teach the language of emotions to people. Every single feeling does something. Every single one. They're not just weird things that flip through your head. They're impacting the world like little photons going out there and making stuff happen or not happen. Lack thinking for us is I don't have what I need. I won't get it. It will be hard. No one will want it. It's never worked before. Why would it work this time? Sure, it's working now, but the other shoe is going to drop. I better get it while I can because it will go away. Right. I can keep listing just a litany of these. Everyone is a form of negativity bias, right? There's a lot of psychological terms for this. It creates a kind of bracing. You know, when we brace for impact, our body stiffens. Mm-hmm. When we're bracing for things to happen to us that or not happen, the fear, we also energetically brace. We freeze. When we're frozen, we're not flowing. So lack thoughts are a really broad category encompassing limiting beliefs. But for me, it's any negative emotion that arises that's telling me, uh-oh, be scared, feel like, you know, it, when you feel fear, I always say it's like a can opener. It cracks you open. You feel suddenly powerless. I mean, that's a definition of fear, a lack of power. Something else, someone else has the power, not you. And not having that power is exposing you to some form of danger. A lack thought in any capacity is the same thing. Sometimes it's saying, don't cross that really busy road on foot, right? And the negative emotions like, stop. Think of all your lack thoughts or limiting beliefs for that matter as fire alarms. You listen, you turn the damn thing off. A lot of us, though, just let it ring and ring and ring and ring, and it just rings in the background so loud and so long, we forget it's even ringing. And then we say, how come I'm not getting the things I want in my life? So whenever I feel negative feelings that continue, that persist, even for an hour or a day, I go into them. Why is that negative feeling there? Oh, because I'm afraid I didn't make the sales that I wanted. What does that mean? I'm afraid I'm really not good enough at this. What does that mean? I'm afraid everybody else is better and I won't make it. What does that mean? If I don't make it, I'm going to be hungry and starving and I won't be able to support my family. What will that mean? That I'm an epic and utter failure as a human being and I'm going to have to live in misery and so will they. Boom. We just found the bottom of that rabbit hole. All right. So are you really sure that not making your sales quota is going to lead to that? What is that asking you to do instead? I don't know. Maybe sharpen up. Maybe go into flow dreaming a little bit more. Maybe switch on the positive. Because as we start to feel those feelings, as you know, think of them again as, I'm going to say, photons of light. They're spilling out you and they're going and touching things. They're going and reflecting back off of those things. And you're therefore getting, more of those things. So lack thinking is huge if you want to get all the weeds out of your garden to really make what you want to make.
Yeah, that dialogue that you just went through, I mean, look, everyone has gone, they go through it. We do. And I think so often people are afraid to admit, like, look, we have these thoughts and it can be a deep, dark rabbit hole, or as you said, without light, you can't know dark. So here's your dark. You can easily switch it right to the light. This is fascinating. I mean, look, I literally could talk to you for hours on this.
Yeah.
You've given so much. I want you to receive, and I want our audience to receive more Summer in their life. What is the best place for our audience to connect with you online, find you, your books, all about flow dreaming, everything that you're doing, Summer? Because again, this is so vitally important and yet it's so practical. And yeah, we put in some woo-woo stuff that absolutely is applicable in everyday life. Everyone can do this. How can they find you?
Yeah. I often say what I do is the missing secret ingredient that a lot of people are, they always say, oh, that's not important. That's stupid. That doesn't work. I'm not going to waste my time on that. And they keep grinding on the same problems. And I have to finally say, look, you've got to do something that you think is stupid right now, right? If you don't try this, you will continually miss this boat. Or the other thing is, I've already done that before. I'm like, okay. Mm. And so you're discovering now that maybe, you know, go back to beginner mind. Maybe when you did it before, you were a different person 5 years ago, 10 years ago. Go back and do it again. There's something new for you. So my book, by the way, Stuff Nobody Taught You, it's an audio book as well that I get to narrate. It goes deep into lack thinking, the multiple forms of resistance, negativity bias, things like the king and the queen, which I call your head and your heart, and allowing them both to rule equally in your life. Mm. Head, what I call a head spin, which is where you get locked up trying to find the right answer and never do. It's a pathway that I've been taking my students through for 10 years to reach the success that they did not know how to reach before. So there's 40 chapters and there's exercises at the end of every chapter. There are 200 worksheets that I actually have provided. There's a link. If you buy the book, you can download these extra worksheets and actually take yourself through the program. So much of what we've talked about is there. Otherwise, flowdreaming.com is like my main hub. It's huge. There's 300 flow dreams there. There's a set in particular that your audience might like called the Entrepreneur's Flow Book. Thriving Wealthy Entrepreneur walks you through that 7-day shift daily, daily, daily. My podcast, Flow Dreaming. And lastly, I have an app actually on your phone. It's called Flow Dreaming for Meditation and Manifesting. And I provide free ones to get started with. Think of them like meditation. Like you can meditate on your own, or you could get a guided meditation. You can flow dream on your own, or you can flow dream with me, where I'm guiding you into specific feeling states around specific objectives in your life, right? So those are the places to start. And, you know, if somebody wants to come forward, I have a mastermind where I work with people live each month. And of course I do, you know, live, you know, one-on-one with people as well.
Wow. Well, this didn't exist at some point, and yet she did. She created this and now is helping so many. Summer, you're awesome. I love the conversation. Literally, this is so up my alley and so needed. Even though I work on so much of this myself every day, yeah, this was such a cool reminder and some new thoughts that I can really take to it. So thank you. It was amazing.
Well, you're so welcome. I mean, it's been a pleasure talking. I could go on and do a whole other hour just on limiting beliefs. Oh my God, we just scratched that ceiling. Oh, I love it when you find one and pluck it out for good. But another time, my friend.
Well, we'll have another one for sure. You guys, go check it out. Go check out flowdreaming.com. I promise you that app, what she said is, yeah, I know people that say I can't meditate because they don't know how. She's literally saying, here, let me guide you to this. You don't know exactly what flow dreaming is after this episode. She has the resource. Absolutely fascinating. Please go check it out. Until next time, guys, remember your mindset matters so much. I appreciate you all, and we'll talk very soon.